Hey, what's up? It's Ness. Thanks for taking time to listen, and I'm hoping that you've already subscribed so that this way you can keep yourself updated whenever I post and follow as well as support the cause that I'm trying to make. I have released that first message, hopefully clearing some curiosity. And so, if you did listen, you know that this is going to be my story starting from the beginning with my first memory. And I just want to warn you that as I share my story, it's pretty intense. And some of the experiences that I've had, just even beginning from my first memories, have been so traumatizing in so many different ways. So if your family listening in and finding all this out for the first time, I just want to say that I'm sorry that you had to hear this story along with the rest of the world. But my intentions, as I said, are pure and for a good cause. So with that, I, as I said, I'll start with my first memory. So, when I was younger, it's kind of weird to even think about the first memory because my mom doesn't really realize this, and she probably doesn't even remember. But throughout my life, I know that there's been times where I've told her that I've remembered things, and she kind of gets a little bit confused, or she'll say something along the lines of, "There's no way you could have remembered that. You were a baby." Or, "You were still in a car seat. You wouldn't have known that. Somebody must have told you that." And maybe somewhere along the line, somebody's told me or something like that. But the picture that is in my mind of these locations and these certain experiences is so real. So I know that there's not really any way that somebody could have described it to me in that much detail for me to hold on to it so strongly. Some of the experiences I could even say that I've had a sensation of some sort where like one of my senses goes off, like if I've driven down the same block and been like, "Oh, that looks like somewhere I lived," and a family member or somebody mentions to me, "Yeah, that was where you lived. That's crazy. You were just a baby." Same thing, same thing. So basically, when I was younger, I recall living in Arizona, and I recall living in this high-roofed apartment, and I remember a fireplace. At this time, I believe my mother stated that I was only like 1 or 2 years old. And I can vaguely remember even the cul-de-sac that we lived on. Once I had been with my father and we were inside of the laundromat at the apartments that we lived in, and I remember hearing a loud bang. And I mean, as a child, you hear loud things all the time, but I remember the feeling and the sensation that I had that something wasn't right and there was something horribly wrong. My father grabbed me right away and ran me upstairs and took me with my mother and my siblings, and we locked the door behind us. And my father, as brave as he was, he went down, and there was a baby that somebody had shot. and killed, and they left it inside the trash can. And just that alone, that shock was enough to heighten some senses in me to start waking up on a fight or flight response type of level, which is the first initiation in our memory. And it was more of the sensation that I remember. I remember the sound, and I remember I had clothes or something in my hand, and whatever I had in my hand, I grasped onto it. And I squeezed, and I remember my eyes got so big, and my jaw just dropped. And I was just shaking. I think that I probably was in so much shock that that's the reason why my father had to carry me upstairs, to be completely honest, because he probably looked at the face that I had on and just knew. And so moving forward, my next memory that I can recall is another traumatic one. Unfortunately, this one is a little bit more difficult for me to share. I have had some people actually try to say specific things about me, and this is one of the reasons why I'm wanting to come out here and be honest and share my story and just put all this out here, because stuff like this happens to a lot of women and a lot of young girls and a lot of females. And without us having a voice to be able to share that, and without there being that strength behind that voice, it will continue. And I have a daughter. And I couldn't imagine somebody coming at her and putting some sort of blame on her for an experience that she had as a child. So bear with me as I share this. I was a child, probably about 3, maybe 4. And my mom and my dad, I don't remember where they were. I don't remember to that extent. I just remember this specific situation. I know that I was at a babysitter's house. And I know that this babysitter was somebody that I had that would regularly watch me. This was a man. And I don't recall what he looked like or who he is. I don't know if he was a family friend or if he was a family member. I cannot recall any of that. Again, I can only recall this specific experience. As he was babysitting us, I remember waking up and I was very, very groggy. I was very, very, just felt so tired. And there were a few other children laying down just in the living room, kind of sporadically on the floor around me, sharing blankets, not sharing blankets, sharing pillows, all that. Maybe probably about 4 to 5 children. And what woke me up was because I heard a little girl saying, "Daddy, when's it my turn?" And as I woke up and I looked around, and he was pulling up his pants and he was walking towards his daughter, and I was seeing everybody they sprawled out, and I was in and out. I know that my eyes must have closed, or I must have fallen back asleep or something at that point. And then I remember at one point I opened my eyes again and he was in the kitchen. And you could see the steam coming up in the kitchen, and there was a light on in there. And you could see him through the living room. There was like a kitchenette type of where you could see through. Not a kitchenette, but you could see through into the kitchen and him cooking. And I must have fallen out again. And then he came up to me, and I remember walking down the hallway. Not me specifically walking down the hallway, but he was carrying me down the hallway. And he sat me on his bed. And at this point, I was shaking. I remember shaking. I wasn't sure what was going on. I was just knowing something wasn't right. I could feel it. But I was so little, I didn't know. And he gave me some more tea. And at that point, I passed out. I don't know who he was. I don't remember anything else. I can't say that this is just some memory that came to my mind. I've always remembered it. I've shared it with multiple people in my life. And so as you can imagine, just my first memories were very traumatic. And moving forward to my third one, it's not much better. I recall walking into the living room where my parents were at, and my mother was laying on the couch while my father had the telephone cord wrapped around her neck and he was trying to choke her. And I was running up to him and I was trying to pull off the cord, and I was yelling at him and screaming, "Mommy, Mommy, no, let her go, Daddy, let her go." It's a fucked up world out here. And we all go through struggles. We all go through these experiences. I know that these memories and these traumatizing moments are not any worse than anybody else's. And I know that my story is not the best story to be told. But I know that my story can help save lives. And I know that if my story is beginning in this way, there's got to be something great to come through the end. And that's the purpose of me wanting to share my story. That's the purpose of me wanting to share my experiences. And this is just a taste of the beginning. This is just a taste of my first few memories as a toddler and as a baby. I do my best to not let these moments overcome me. I do my best to have forgiveness in my heart for a lot of the experiences that I've had with other people. And I do my best to protect myself from any type of abuse. And if you are concerned of somebody in your life being abusive, being abused, be the one to speak up and say something. Because too many children go through a whole life of all this type of trauma and do not address it until they are adults and don't even realize that they've gone their whole entire lives without healing. There's so much more to be podcasted and there's so much more to share. So I really do hope that you subscribe. And don't worry, I'm okay. I'm strong. I'm powerful. And I'm hoping that through my story, I can continue to empower those who are struggling also. Thank you again. So the last episode I put out there, I shared the first few memories of my life. It was during a time when I was unable to express myself. I was not fully aware of what was even going on. Those were just glimpses of my past that I have. But not all of my story is bad. Even though my parents had separated when I was about 4 or 5, around kindergarten age, I didn't even know that they were separating. I was literally just a kid enjoying being happy. I lived with my grandparents during the separation with my siblings and my mother, and I recall having a lot of family time and a lot of get-togethers in that house. There were bingo nights, game nights, movie nights. It didn't matter. There was always something going on with the family. Aunts, uncles, cousins, great aunts, great uncles. Some of the most amazing memories were from that house. As the parents would all get together, they would prepare for all these activities, not just for themselves, but also for us kids too. We would be well taken care of before the adults even began their own interaction. They all showed us a lot of love and a lot of respect. And I understand that every family has flaws and every family has issues. No one wants their dirty laundry or trash put out for others to see. There almost becomes some sort of taboo behind talking about the family, especially amongst those who know us best, or talking amongst family, more or less putting it out here the way I am. But I have to give that gratuity where it's due. Because of those good moments in that home, I have morals, values. I learned to respect, compassion, to persevere, and to learn from my mistakes. The bond that my family had was so strong, and there definitely was a lot of love present. Before the separation, I remember fighting with my siblings over who was going to cuddle with my mom. She enjoyed being a mom. My dad was a great dad. Everyone loved him. He was very well known. He had these great bedtime stories that he would tell us. They were just super funny. At the end, they always had this twisted ending, or one of us were involved in the story. And it was just a really, really good time. Despite the difficulties that I have gone through, I have a very, very good family. And I'm not in any way coming out here trying to put my family down because of what I've gone through in any way. I just want to share what's happened to me. And lately there has been a lot of people who are starting to speak up about abuse they know of or are experiencing in their life. I understand that sharing your story with the whole world the way I am might not be the way that you want to express yourself or share your story. Especially because as a collective in society, I've witnessed a lot of imbalance between what is good to talk about and what is bad. But even when we gain the strength to say something against some sort of abuse or what's happened to us, society is very well known to be crucial, even to the extent of death threats, creating fake accounts, putting people on blast, and to basically sum it up, bullying.
But I have to admit, past my own fear of sharing and starting this movement, I have received so much positive feedback. And I'm so thankful to those who have reached out. Because of you, there is that exchange of empowerment and strength that's already beginning. A lot of people do support me, and I have to give a moment to give my appreciation to you also. To those of you who have reached out to me, thank you so much. I'm super excited because there's some people who actually want to be on the podcast where I will be having social sessions, as I've been discussing. Since we are on this topic of bullying, I would like to continue to invite those who want to participate in within the next 2 weeks or so, maybe after Labor Day, I was thinking we can get together. But I do want to say thank you even more to those who have already shared their stories, their support in what I'm doing. And to anyone listening who feels they are going through abuse, need to get help with abuse, or just need someone to talk to and to share trauma with, please know that there is help out there. These messages are for you, not me. I got through a lot, and there's so much more to come and so much more to share. I may not be able to go back to save that little girl, that happy little girl, that little girl that went through all that trauma and had to get through a lot of stuff to be where I am today. But I know that I can save lives by speaking up and helping other people know that if you're going through abuse or trauma, it is not okay. And if you have gone through abuse or trauma, you must allow your time to heal. We have to address these problems as a society, even if it is within our own family where there's issues that are there and that are present. That's the only way that that love and that togetherness will continue. I appreciate you taking time to listen to this short clip. Thank you very, very much for all your support. And I hope that this leaves you with a good standing.